And as Ruth said, it's your job's not to try to achieve, your job is to receive. This is a healing is a love gift. And like Ruth said in her testimony, oftentimes we can feel the pressure to try to earn something. You can't earn what God calls a gift. If you have to earn it, it's no longer a gift, it's a reward. And it's not called the rewards of the Spirit, it's the gifts of the Spirit.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in. For this week's what's going to be an extremely special episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright, and my special guest joining me today. Both have experienced the supernatural power and extraordinary transformational love of Jesus that has healed them both individually. And I would say left them with a contagious passion to see everybody experiencing the same love and miracle working transformational power. And it's clear when you talk with them, just, and you can see the fruit of their lives, of their simple, beautiful, humble, powerful walk with Jesus that's authentic. The fruit is incredible. There are many, many thousands of people equipped now, and many thousands of people have been transformed and healed. I don't know exactly the number of those that have been healed, but I know it's many through their walk with Jesus and what he does as he flows his spirit through them. So they are the senior pastors of Bethel's Online Church. They're also the senior overseers of Bethel's School of Supernatural Ministry. It's my joy and privilege to welcome into the conversation with me today, Steve and Ruth Moore. Steve and Ruth, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much for having us, Liz. It's such an honor and privilege to be on with you and to chat with you. So thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh, I'm very excited because I know not only will we be able to, you know, hear your testimonies and some of the nuggets of truth that you empower people with, but I also know as we have some time to pray for people, there are going to be lives changed today as Holy Spirit moves powerfully. Okay, so jumping off into the conversation, I would love you both to share the healing that started your whole, you know, your whole ministry, really.
Yeah, I mean, yours is more powerful than mine. So
oh, they're both powerful.
Should you go second? Yeah, I mean, I grew up a Southern Baptist boy, so it was always Father, Son, Holy Bible. I didn't have a word for the Holy Spirit. And so I had heard stories of God doing stuff, but it was like a faraway land, like a missionary in the bush, if God ever did anything. So I didn't have a grid for God moving like he did in the Bible for today. And so, but I grew up a Christian my whole life. So I don't remember a time giving my life to Christ. I promise you, I'm born again. But I just always believed in him ever since a little kid. But I played a lot of sports, was pretty passionate about sports, but ended up getting a sports injury where I ended up dislocating my shoulder 26 times. I had surgery. I tore all the ligaments off my shoulder and MRIs, all this
wow.
Fun stuff. Not really fun stuff. But I always had a dream. I had three dreams growing up in life. Is one to be a husband, one to be a dad, and one to be a coach. And so I wanted to play sports at a higher level so that I could coach at a higher level because you had a better chance of getting it in. And so when I got injured, the doctor's like, hey, you can't play sports anymore unless you want to have like serious problems with your shoulder going forward. And so it felt like my dream was ripped away from me. And so found myself going to university. And during university, I had a prodigal son season where I basically was a Christian during the week and then I did my own thing on the weekend. And so it wasn't a great lifestyle. I was a big hypocrite when I was at university. And then my grandpa ended up buying me a ticket to a Jesus Culture conference in Valparaiso, Indiana, and wired me $200 to go. And I didn't want to go. But just out of honor for him, I decided to go. So I went to this conference. There's like 1500 people And Banning Liebscher was preaching. He loves that when I use his name with that. I'm good friends with Banning. He's awesome.
We love Banning.
So Banning's preaching. In the middle of his message, he just stops and he says, "Hey, there's someone here. You've had a sports injury with your shoulder where I feel like it's been dislocated multiple times. Doctors tried to fix it, but they couldn't. And you're just frustrated with your life. If that's you, can you stand up?" And so I was the only person to stand up out of 1,500 people in the whole room. And the only way to describe it was it felt like my body was in an oven. My whole body was burning up, and I physically felt my shoulder start to move inside, and I felt this love of God come over me that I'd never felt before. And to give you an idea where I was, I had a hangover in that meeting. It was not a great lifestyle, and my hangover left. I felt all this love come over. I just start weeping on the power of God. And I get completely healed in that meeting. I have MRIs too, follow up of my shoulder's completely good. I started playing rugby for 5 years, and because physical touch is my love language. So I got to do that, and it just changed my whole life upside down. And it was from that that I really started to see people getting healed while I prayed for them, and started seeing God just do some amazing things. And that just began a journey of discovering, oh wow, the God of the Bible is the same God of today.
So beautiful.
It's
That all
so beautiful.
happened before we met,
Yes, all
too.
before we met.
Was it? Were it really, really? Wow. And I love the fact that you experienced his love and his power, you know? And there's just the way he's not fussed about the state we're in, is he? You know, when we just go, the way, you know, he wasn't like, you've been out drinking, not doing it today, you know?
No, totally. He's just so
Absolutely.
kind
It's
and
my
so
boom, life change.
Yes, changed everything.
Just amazing. Amazing. So what happened to you, Ruth?
So yeah, again, this was before we had met. I actually at age 15 got sick with a neurological disorder called ME. And so up until that point, also love sports like Steve and
Very good at tennis.
played a lot of tennis. My dream was to be a professional tennis player. And so I loved that and was doing well in school, all the things. And then at 15, ended up with this sickness that left me in bed for months at a time. I had chronic pain. I had just nausea, just all these like light sensitivity, noise sensitivity. I had to get a wheelchair because my legs would just give way after walking a couple of steps, just the level of fatigue and exhaustion. There were times my parents would have to even help me with things like cutting up my food or helping me wash or brush my hair. Just felt so unwell. And I also grew up in a Baptist church, actually, in the UK.
I'm Southern Baptist, though,
It's
so we're
different.
even
It's a
more
different thing. I think
Baptist.
the
I'm
it was more Baptist.
joking.
And so I actually hadn't never heard of God healing people today either. During that time of being sick, I began to experience the love of God. I actually got given a book. I remember in my church, you'd get a book like when you went up to the next age group of Sunday school. And I got this book called I Am With You. And I remember reading it. And I didn't have words for it at the time, but I felt like the Lord gave me a hug. Like I felt the presence of God show up in my room and it felt like someone was with me. And honestly, all those hours and days when I was in bed, I felt like I got to know the presence of the Lord, and that He sustained me in such a difficult time. But I went to a few years into being sick, I went to this church, and they prayed for people to get healed. And so I hadn't not known that was a possibility, and I was excited because I was like, "That's what I need. I want to get my life back." And I got prayed for healing, and nothing ended up happening. And I didn't have any theology around healing. I didn't know that, as you know, that was really possible. So I began to think it must be something I'm doing wrong. You know, we always hear there's no such thing as a free lunch. You don't get something for nothing. And so my journey after that was really trying to earn my healing. And so I would try and I remember trying to read my Bible more. And maybe he's not healing me because I don't know my Bible well enough, you know. And I say now that we don't read our Bible to qualify for God's blessings. We read our Bible to find out what blessings He qualified us for.
Oh,
But at the
yes.
time, I'm like, I'm trying to earn it, you know, and I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not praying right. And again, prayer is so important, but my faith was in my ability to pray instead of his ability to answer, which is not the right space to have faith in. And throughout this journey, I remember getting to the point where I'm like, okay, God, if you heal me, I will share my testimony in front of hundreds and thousands of people. Like, you can do it in a big meeting and you will get all the glory, you know? And this is just my kind of teenage mind presenting God with a marketing plan. You do this for me, I'll do this for you.
As you
I can
do.
do real good on the planet. And then that didn't happen. And honestly, I got so disappointed, I stopped asking for healing for a while. I just thought, you know, maybe he doesn't want to do this, so I don't want to make him mad. And then I'm sick for 5.5 years. So this is all happening during this time. And then God starts to speak to me, which also was a surprise at that point. Didn't have any theology or teaching really around prophecy and hearing the voice of God. But God started to speak to me. He said, Ruth, I don't want to heal you because of anything you've done. He said, Ruth, I don't want to heal you because of anything you will do. He said, Ruth, I don't even want to heal you for a testimony. He said, my healing to you is a love gift. And it might sound simple now, but for someone that was trying so hard to be enough and perform to get the breakthrough, it was such a mindset shift that he'd actually want to do it. And then I went to this event in Bath in England, where I was at university at the time. And a guy was speaking. And as he spoke, I had this encounter with the Lord. I was reminded of a time when I was laying in bed and I was crying because I was in so much pain. I was so frustrated about how limited my life was. And my dad was sitting on the edge of my bed and my dad started to cry. And my dad said, I just want my little girl back. And he said, if I could wave a magic wand and have your sickness and take it myself, I'd do that in a moment. And God reminded me of this moment in this church in Bath. And he said, Ruth, I'm your dad. And I want you to be well even more than your earthly dad does. And that is why Jesus did take your sickness and pay the price for it on the cross. This was just just a huge mindset shift for me. And then the next day I went back and a lady called Heidi Baker was speaking. And I'd never heard her speak before, but I was just like, wow, I love that she's more aware of heaven than earth. And so I want to be like you when I grow up, you know? So at a point, Heidi actually ended up praying for me and she gave me this hug. And when she gave me this hug, I felt more love than I'd ever felt in my whole life. And I remember her holding me and being in that embrace and thinking to myself, how can I feel this much love from someone that doesn't even know me? And now I know that I was experiencing the love of God, you know. But in that moment, she kind of was hugging me. I said, please, can you pray for my Emmy? And she said, that's what I was praying for. She said, you need to go and buy yourself some running shoes. And then she began to prophesy over my life. And she said, your life's going to be marked with signs and wonders. She said, you're going to see the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, and the dead raised. And I remember as she prophesied over me and prayed for me, I felt this weight lifting off of me. I felt the sickness lift off of me. And I fell to the ground and I cried my eyes out because I was so happy. And I was so relieved that I had my life back. And then the song, Oh, Taste and See That the Lord is Good, came on. And I remember standing up and praising God without pain, without my legs giving way, singing that song. I drove back from that meeting and I like, was screaming my head off. I probably looked like a crazy person in the car because I'm like, I feel well, like I got my life back. The next day, I went for a walk around the city of Bath with my friends from university, one of whom got saved shortly after, because she's like, this is a miracle. Before was an atheist, but just kind of saw the power of God. And the next day, I went to church and I shared the testimony with our youth group and our church. And from the next days, when I started seeing miracles through my own hands, when I shared the story, and a kid with eczema got healed, and another kid who had an ankle that he'd injured got healed, and just kind of. From there was when I started seeing God do miracles through my hands.
Oh my gosh. So powerful, so moving listening to both of you actually. Just and also the fact that you both immediately just began to pray for other people and see healings happen, seeing miracles happening. Do you think it was because of the faith that ignited in you? Because I think when you experience healing, your faith becomes absolute, doesn't it? In that regard, it's like it's just a matter of fact. You fully expect the miracles to happen and people to experience his love.
Oh, totally. I think, we often say the phrase, who God is to you is often who he'll be through you. And
Oh,
so
that's
there's
good.
kind of that reality of, we have a pastor here who he got saved through the writings of C.S. Lewis, and now he's our main Bible teacher here and loves those things. And so it's kind of that thing of who God is to you is who he is through you. So definitely when that happened to us, there was like an ignition of like, oh, if he can do this for me, surely he's willing and able to do it for anybody else. And it's not about us. So it's just kind of like, I want people to be able to experience the love and the healing that I felt. So I want to go and do the same thing.
Yeah, I think it's a, I do think it ignites faith in you for sure. You just kind of like that piece of doubt, like we often say the phrase here, the person with an experience is never at the mercy of a person with an argument. You know, when someone argues, well, God doesn't heal, but you've had the experience of, I just got my life back. You're just filled with faith that this is who Jesus is. So I think there's that Revelation 19:10 says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And whenever we have a testimony, it's actually prophesying the same thing as available. And so I think there was that. For me, it was definitely the prophetic word over my life. And my pastor there was just like, okay, do it. You know, we're in the Anglican church in Bath, and I just was kind of like, okay. I mean, I have no idea what I'm doing, but you have the awareness that it's Jesus. And then I think the love piece is also what grips me to not change the subject.
Wasn't just a healing.
Yeah, we're
To
passionate about the gifts
encounter.
of the Spirit. And, you know, I often tell people that 1 Corinthians 12 and 14 is where it talks about healing and the prophetic and words of knowledge and all the gifts of the Spirit. But right in the middle is 1 Corinthians 13. And for me, healing was a love gift. Like it's not an accident that the gifts make a love sandwich, that they're actually a way for the world to encounter the love of Jesus. And so for me, in that moment, I experienced the love of a father that wouldn't want me to be sick, that wasn't trying to teach me a lesson, that actually wanted me to be well more than my dad did, which was a huge revelation for
It's
me.
very, 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 very life transforming.
Very, very life transforming. And so I think there's something about when you've been through something, you're gripped with a compassion that you want to see other people pulled out of it, you know? I'm even thinking of your piece with your testimony further down the line when so your dream came true. I feel like that's kind of a
Yeah, that was like I ended up getting to coach at the Division One level for American football too shortly after that. And I remember a time with God when I found out that I got the offer for the job. I remember it was like, wow, God, like thank you so much for letting this all happen, because I would have never have gotten this opportunity, and I would have never have gotten to live my dream
if
of
you hadn't
doing
got
if I
injured.
haven't gotten injured. And then as soon as I said that, I heard the Holy Spirit say, that's not true. And I was honestly, it was kind of taken back by it. I was like, what do you mean that's not true? And he's like, Steve, I'm just so good at working all things together for good that you think I planned it that way from the beginning. And I remember something shifting in me. And it was shortly after that that I was reading in Romans. And then in Romans 8:28, it says, he works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And it was kind of like this revelation moment of, oh, he didn't cause the bad thing, he didn't do this thing. The enemy is a thief. The enemy is a liar. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he comes to bring life. And it was this revelation of, oh, he took what the enemy tried to use for bad, and he worked it out for my good, and he got me exactly where I needed to be, regardless of what had happened in my past.
Yeah, I just have this sense that this is an important piece when you're in the process of waiting for breakthrough, that our minds often try and make sense of it in a human mindset, you know? So for me, it was like, I'm not doing enough for the Lord. And for you, there was this sense at some point of like, well, God caused it. And I'm like, no, like we don't change what scripture says about the nature and the character of God, even in the mystery. And I think it's just an important thing to when you're waiting for process or when you've seen some breakthrough and haven't seen other breakthrough, that we don't allow our experience to dictate our theology, you know? Because then we're always capping our theology, we're always capping on experience. Our theology has to be here and bring our experience up to it. And that just feels, and I get this sense that there's maybe some people even listening that have tried to reconcile not seeing the breakthrough and make it make logical sense to feel a sense of safety in it. And the Lord is like, that's not true. That he's not the God who, you know, we have kids, we would never cause our children to be sick to teach them a lesson,
No.
you know, and we're not a better parent than the Lord, you know. So I just think that there's an awareness of he's not trying to make us learn something through this. He's really kind. And in the mystery, we don't have to make it make sense.
Yeah. And he's faithful, and he is. He's working all things together for good, isn't he? And he's working from his nature all the time, which is love and goodness. And you know, when you were speaking then, it just reminded me, I was reflecting back on, I was healed from clinical depression, and I was healed from motor neuron transmission disorder, which I would have died from, I was told when I was in the clinic. There was no cure for it. And both experiences I had with the Lord that healed me were experiences with his love. I was literally baptized. And so my heart was convinced in that experience of, that he's for me, that he loves me, of my value. Like you said before, you know, that he wants to heal us. He wants us whole. He's taken the price. Jesus has taken the price on the cross, the sin, the mess, everything that separated us in our awareness from our Father has been dealt with, you know, and he really is wanting us to be so secure on the inside, isn't he? And I think for me, that love, that experience transformed my life, like it did with both of you. Reset my heart's understanding and my expectation of what's available for all of us. And yet, and then I was from there on compelled the other by love, by the experience, really. That was the motivating force of my life from that point. And I haven't got an off button really. It's just carried on. It's like this is for available for all of us, you know. So yeah, it's very powerful. I actually wanted to stop there for a moment because I really feel the Lord on this moment of our conversation. I wanted to ask you both to pray. Will you pray for people? Because people out, I mean, you guys, so many of us need healing, right? And this shift in our internal understanding that to being fully secure in his love, you know, even if you've experienced his love before, there's more. He wants us so stable, doesn't he? So convinced of his love. And then the healing is an overflow, I have found. It's an overflow from that encounter. So yeah, will you both pray?
Yeah, we'd love to. I just want to preface with Steve and I have the privilege of overseeing a lot of what we do online, and we have seen God just do the most radical testimonies online every week that God is healing
Live and not live.
live and not live. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when we actually started our school of ministry online, we had so much faith that we, for some reason, on a live call, we're like, God will move, you know, on a live call. Yeah. But then it was amazing to us when God moved 6 months after you filmed, or 2 years after you filmed, and you share a word of knowledge, and somebody gets healed in that moment. And it's been wild to see that piece. Like, God is so out of our box. And so I just wanted to preface, we have, you know, even within the last few weeks, seeing people with 40 years, a lump of 40 years and pain just disappear online. We've seen people that had hip replacement, both sides, 20 years ago, 2 years ago, get completely healed, all pain leaving, all movement being restored, and the metal leaving their body. Like, this is happening online. We just had a little boy who they asked for prayer for their nephew for cancer, and he wasn't even on the call, but he ended up getting completely healed of leukemia and has been given the all clear. Like, there's just been so many
Wow.
beautiful stories that just in the last couple of weeks of God moving online. So if you're just right now, even if you're like, I don't know if I have faith for this, it's okay. We do. We believe God is going to move, touch people, and heal people's bodies right now. And so just kind of get in receive mode. Or I would say, everyone just watching and listening, you don't have to earn this. You get to be a good receiver. And so right now, just kind of the pressure's off of you. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are so kind. We thank you for your love that sets us free, your love that launches us into more than we could ask or imagine. In Ephesians 3, your love that is beyond understanding, your love that goes past that head knowledge and into an encounter, an experiential knowledge of love. So right now, God, I pray that your love would be like a blanket over people. That experience I had where it felt like you gave me a hug, God, that you would give people a hug in the spirit right now. And Father, I thank you that as you do see the fire of God coming on people's bodies, that there is power in his love. Like his love is not just a nice feeling, it is the most powerful force in the world. I believe that the love of God is the most powerful offensive weapon that destroys the works of darkness. And so, God, I thank you that your love is going to grip people, get a hold of people. I command every bit of pain, anyone listening with pain go right now in Jesus' name. Anyone with long-term conditions, I command them to leave. I see the Lord healing alignment issues right now. So just get up and test it out if that's you. The Lord is releasing, even as Liz shared about her healing from clinical depression, I felt like the Lord is actually lifting off like a heaviness of that some people. I think it's affecting their bodies and their minds. And so, God, I thank you for holistic healing in your love in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
Yeah.
come on.
I see God healing someone of lupus. I had lupus and Lyme's. And so, anyone with lupus disease and Lyme's disease, we command full healing. We just had a lady actually a couple of months ago that had lupus for 15 years. And she'd actually, in the last year, had gotten so severe, they said that it was going to kill her. It was a terminal condition. She had two boys. And through prophetic word, she actually just got completely healed. And she went back to the doctor. She's got clean blood test showed there's no lupus anymore in her body. Her son actually got healed the next day. They're up front worshiping Jesus together. Just the most beautiful story. And so if you have lupus and or anything in that similar thing, fibromyalgia, ME, Lyme's disease, we just command healing in Jesus' name.
Yeah, come on. And just go ahead and start testing out your body. If you have neck pain, start moving your neck around. If it's shoulder, move that around. Whatever it is, just try to do something you couldn't do before. And then just notice any change. Just thank you, Jesus. Can I have some more? And as Ruth said, it's your job's not to try to achieve, your job is to receive. This is a healing is a love gift. And like Ruth said in her testimony, oftentimes we can feel the pressure to try to earn something. You can't earn what God calls a gift. If you have to earn it, it's no longer a gift, it's a reward. And it's not called the rewards of the Spirit, it's the gifts of the Spirit. So
So good.
just even right now, if you haven't had that breakthrough, just hold out your hands like you're about to receive a gift. And there's nothing magical about this, but it just helps me remember my posture. My posture is to receive His love, receive His grace, receive the gift of healing. So yeah, Father, we just thank you for what we're doing. We just command all pain to leave. And we just ask for full restoration of mobility, no more pain, no more fatigue, no more issues, no more migraine headaches right now. Father, we thank you for lumps disappearing. We thank you for cancer leaving people's bodies. We thank you for any terminal conditions to leave right now in Jesus' name. All infirmity get out, all pain, all trauma get out right now in Jesus' name. 100%
Yeah.
healing right now.
I saw someone just bending down and touching their toes. So if you have back pain, just start just trying to bend down and touch your toes. I also saw the Lord putting cartilage in someone's knees. I felt like there's somebody that you actually have surgery scheduled, had left knee. And so if that's you, we just declare cancel surgeries right now in Jesus' name. And then the Lord's healing eyesight. If there's someone that you got a diagnosis that your eyesight is just going to get worse and worse. And I heard the Lord say it's going to get better and better. And so we just release a reversal of that diagnosis in Jesus' name.
And someone you have a baby that has, is it a tongue tie? What is it?
A cleft lip? What are you talking about? A
No,
tongue
it's
tie?
like they have trouble like latching and
Yeah,
having
tongue tie.
milk, tongue tied. As I know that sounds random, but I feel like there's someone that you're just like really believing, God, I don't want to have to do a surgery for them and things like that, but I feel like your baby's actually getting healed right now. And
Come
so just
on,
go
Jesus.
check it out.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Just to add to that, while you were both praying, I could see Holy Spirit moving through all of us as like a pillar of fire. And I saw him moving through our brain. So he was healing neurological issues. And then when you said eyesight, Ruth, I could just before you said that, I could see the fire of God, his spirit moving out through people's eyes, ears, mouth, sinuses being healed, and then him moving down our body, touching everything. It was all the way down to our feet, into our bones and our joints, our movements, people with arthritis. I mean, it was just everything down, lungs, heart, filling, because the Spirit of God's inside of us, right? And he's just exploding out. Woof, right now is healing fire. So we agree.
Yeah.
We agree. Thank you, Jesus, for the miracles. Thank you for the restoration, for the encounters with your love that are completely transformational in impact for each one of our lives today. A fresh touch for everyone, a fresh infilling for everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever your need is, he meets it through his riches in glory, right? Amen. And he's so for us. And I pray, final thing, that every one of us would be utterly convinced of how valuable we are, how loved we are. Through experience, all traces of remaining insecurity, low self-worth, low self-esteem, orphan states of heart, senses of separateness from God, abandonment, rejection, all of it dissolved through the experience of his love. From this moment, we agree. Amen. Oh my gosh, Steve, Ruth, thank you. Thank you so much. And
Thank
thank you for sharing your testimony and giving us your time. And you're
Absolutely.
such a blessing to so many thousands. We really appreciate you.
Thank
Thanks
you.
for having
Thank
us.
you. It was such an honor to be with you. Thank you so much.
And guys, thank you. Thank you. I'm very expectant. If you have received a healing today that's manifested in your body and you have 2 minutes, just let us know because we can celebrate with you and from all that the Lord is doing. So have the most amazing week. And I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.
Experiencing God's love every day is my new devotional. I have created it to help you move into and live from the most powerful experience, most transformational experience any of us can ever have, which is every day. Whether you're beginning your day this way, whether you're needing to reset your life through the course of every day, you can switch on and listen and read because you're going to be receiving a devotional from me every day, an audio and a written devotional where you can reset yourself. You can literally, you have a few minutes, just sit back and re-engage into the experience, the reality that you are loved by God. It's life-changing. So if this sounds like something you need in your life right now, jump on to lizwright.org. And you'll be able to get it. I look forward to hearing your testimonies of how experiencing God's love has changed your life every day.